Nolte, Victoria Alonso says Disney fired her over refusal to censor Ant-Man's gay flags. By John Nolte on March 29, 2023. Identity queen Victoria Alonso. She's gay, Hispanic, and woke, is on a glorious crusade to humiliate Disney/Marvel after being fired last week. Alonso was with the company for 17 years, was the number two Marvel person after Kevin Feige, and was one of the most vocal voices within the Mouse House when it came to pushing identity politics and sexual fetishes in Marvel movies. Disney claims she was fired for producing the Amazon movie Argentina 1985, a better movie than anything to come out of Marvel in years. Well, you can see why that's a firing offense. Amazon is a direct Disney competitor. But identity queens see themselves above the rules, so Alonso not only produced the movie, she helped to promote it. Being female, gay, woke, and Hispanic likely gave her a false sense of security. I check four boxes. They don't dare touch someone as precious as me. Well, now she's lashing out at Marvel with the claim she was fired after standing up for gay rights against the evil corporate overseer known as Disney. Alonso, through attorney Patty Glaser, pushed back at this explanation for the firing, saying in a statement at the time, "Victoria, a gay Latina who had the courage to criticize Disney, was silenced. Then she was terminated when she refused to do something she believed was reprehensible." In January, as Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania was being readied for release, word came down that Marvel executives wanted an editor to blur a storefront window that featured rainbow decorations and the word Pride for the version of the film to be released in Kuwait, which has restrictive anti-LGBTQ laws. The storefront was shown in two brief scenes in which Scott Lang, Paul Rudd, walked down a San Francisco street. Now, before we go any further, I want to say that if this anecdote is accurate, I agree 100% with Alonso. It is outrageous and hypocritical for American studios to censor their own product. You don't do that. You don't alter or delete art. If Kuwait doesn't want our movie as is, if the Nazis who run China don't want our art as is, fine. Then they don't get it. Censoring art to appease foreigners is indefensible. Nevertheless, not for a second do I believe this was why Alonso was fired. Her overall smug and superior attitude regarding such requests might have had something to do with it. Still, I doubt this incident, if true, was the sole reason she was unceremoniously booted less than a year after her big promotion. From everything I've read, including this PR spin to make her look like some sort of gay rights martyr, Alonso was insufferable and destructive. What she and Lucasfilm queen Kathleen Kennedy have done to woke rape the once indestructible Star Wars and Marvel franchises is incalculable. We're also being told Alonso bungled her primary job, producing visual effects that were not laughably bad. Regardless, what we have here is more evidence the whole Disney kingdom is falling apart. What had been a perfectly running machine that delivered entertainment for everyone is now a dying, sputtering, creative and moral obscenity leaking profits and audience goodwill like nothing I've ever seen. Disney opened the employment gates to people who hate Disney, who despise everything that made Disney a 100-year success. Disney allowed these communists, perverts, child predators, and bigots into the Magic Kingdom, and from within, the Magic Kingdom is now being destroyed. Sitting here on a pile of classic, non-woke Blu-rays so big it would take years to watch the same movie twice, I'm relishing every moment of Disney's demise. This mudslinging between Disney and the quota queen? You would have to be made of ice not to enjoy all this glorious blue-on-blue vitriol. Disney has become an evil kingdom of child predators and demonic social scientists. Die, Disney, die. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.